As far as Susan Lawrence is concerned, the latest fracas engulfing the Rockbridge Area Department of Social Services was a long time coming. She's been complaining about the agency for more than a decade. Her main bone of contention, a breakdown in social services isn't like dysfunction in another government bureaucracy. A breakdown in social services can actually destroy lives. A little backstory. For many years, Susan Lawrence, who has a master's in education, ran a private preschool in Lexington. One of the kids at her preschool was a funny, outgoing four-year-old named Michael. Michael, it became known, was being abused by his adopted family. Social services was going to place him in foster care. Susan didn't want Michael to go into foster care. Michael was best friends with her own biological son. He spent a lot of time at her house, so she filled out the paperwork with social services to become his permanent foster family.
He was with people he knew and people who loved him. And then suddenly we got a call saying he was being pulled. And he went into foster care, and just a horror story.
Susan found out through a Freedom of Information Act request years later that Rockbridge Social Services never processed her paperwork.
The paperwork to be foster parents and the background checks and stuff had never been processed. And so that's why he was pulled from our home. This was a child who, from 8 to 16, was in foster care and horrifically abused repeatedly.
Susan filed numerous complaints that she says were ignored. She eventually went to court and won custody of Michael when he was 16. 2 years later, a court order gave her possession of his foster care file. But DSS never turned over those files until mid-August of this year, after interim director Bill Burleson took over the agency. Each file is 2 to 3 inches thick. There are 8 of them. They show that in his last 2 years of foster care, Michael was transferred to Liberty Point, a private facility owned by Universal Health Services in Stanton that is licensed to only care for teenage boys with intellectual disabilities.
Our son doesn't have an intellectual disability. He's never had an intellectual disability. If he did have one, it wouldn't have gone away. He doesn't have one now. He didn't have one before.
The file points to what she suspected all along, that what happened to Michael during his years in residential facilities is reminiscent of the Jack Nicholson film, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Can you imagine being a teenage boy who doesn't have an intellectual disability, locked up in a facility where they're treating you like you have an intellectual disability? You know, your education consists of, here's stop signs. You know, what does this mean? What does the green light mean? That's your education. You're not getting algebra.
Documents from that period show Michael was given between 8 to 11 medications per day. Michael himself says that at times he had to take those medications up to 3 times a day. I spoke to Michael at an unrelated event in Rockbridge County featuring Governor Terry McAuliffe. Michael and his mom used the opportunity to make her case to the governor after the event, so you'll hear some applause in the background.
A lot of the drugs, they'll give a side effect, and then they give another drug for the side effect, and then that drug has a side effect, so they give another drug for the side effect. And then eventually they just keep on giving you drugs until there isn't any more side effects.
He kind of laughs about it now, like it's no big deal. Make no mistake, it was such a big deal, his entire development ceased.
When I went into foster care, I had just begun puberty. I came out at 16 years old and was still didn't finish puberty. So, like, literally all the drugs put me on, like, a biological halt.
His leg was fractured while at Liberty Point. The Virginia Department of Mental Health concluded the accident was the result of inappropriate and unnecessary restraint. A year later, he suffered 2 broken teeth after falling to the ground during an altercation with staff.
Imagine, you know, someone broke your teeth out, and then they hold you down in a 5-point restraint, and then expect you to remain calm while your mouth fills up with blood, and you can't catch your breath because you're at the same time you're trying to fight off 5 grown men.
Liberty Point did not return phone calls for comment. For Susan Lawrence, the failure of Rockbridge DSS to process her foster care paperwork all those years ago goes so far beyond a local problem. In August, she filed a complaint with both the Department of Justice and Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. In it, she accused the Virginia Department of Social Services and local DSS agencies of participating in Medicaid fraud by claiming that children have more severe or different disabilities than they actually do in order to assure their placement in facilities that have beds available. Her complaint is currently being reviewed by the Department of Health and Human Services. Michael is 24 now. He seems to be doing okay, despite his harrowing upbringing. He lives independently. He works full-time. He chuckles a lot. He says he tries not to dwell on bad thoughts. but it's hard.
But then I look back at it, and like 7 years, I don't have any pictures of like me, friends, family, or anything. And, you know, it's just, it's one of those many things you kind of like take for granted. And you look back at it as an adult, and you're like, wow, that's 7 years of my life I lost.
For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.